What's she doing there by herself?
Tina?
Honey? You're freezing. Where's your jacket?
Where's your daddy?
In the yard. He told me he needed some time to himself.
I'd say his time's up.
Come on, honey. I'm sure he wouldn't want you to catch a cold.
Joel? Hey, Joel. Swing set's supposed to be for your daughter, not for you. I'll call 911.
By hypovolemia, 75% blood loss. That's over 4 liters of blood.
Could say the man was running on empty.
The man's daughter, 8 years old, was away from his side for no more than 10 minutes. She doesn't remember anything. There was no trace evidence to be found at the crime scene.
And any evidence would have been washed away by yesterday's rain.
Oh, there were 2 small puncture wounds in the jugular.
Are you at all familiar with the phenomenon of cattle mutilations? Mm-hmm. Since 1967, over 34 states have reported unsolved cases of cattle mutilation. The trace evidence is remarkably similar. Incision marks of surgical precision. The area around the mouth, and often the sexual organs, has been removed. There's a substantial degree of blood loss without a trace of blood at the scene.
How can that be?
Exsanguination. If you were to stick a needle in the jugular of any living creature, the heart itself would act as a pump. These animals have had their jugulars punctured in the same way as the man from Greenwich, Connecticut. Only this is the first time I've ever seen it on a human being.
But there was no sign of a struggle. I mean, how can a man just sit through a bloodletting?
The ME found traces of digitalis. That's a South American plant that can be used as a paralytic drug.
Wait a minute. These X-files indicate this is a UFO-related phenomena. Often there are sightings in the sky near the incident, surface burns.
Witnesses often report time loss. We've seen this in abduction cases. That might explain why the girl can't remember anything.
Mulder, why would alien beings travel light years to Earth in order to play doctor on cattle?
For the same reason we cut up frogs and monkeys. Besides, they seem to have stepped up their interest.
Mother passed away from ovarian cancer 2 years ago. There's no other family. We'll keep Tina here until we can place her with a foster family.
Has she spoken about it?
No, not a word.
Any nightmares?
No, at least not that I know of.
Can we talk to her now?
Yes. Tina? These are the people we talked about.
This is Miss Scully and Mr. Mulder. Do you think you can talk to them?
Okay.
Hi. I know you must be feeling very sad right now and scared. But we want to find out what happened so we can help stop whoever hurt your daddy, okay? Okay. Did you ever see any strangers with your daddy at home? Did you ever see anyone yell at your daddy or your daddy yell at them?
No.
Can you think of anyone who might want to hurt your daddy?
No.
It's a nice bunny, Tina. Tina, can we talk about what happened that day? About what happened in the backyard? Yeah? Do you remember any strange sounds or lights or anything like that?
There was red lightning.
Can you tell me more about the red lightning?
I can't remember. It all went dark.
Have you ever seen anything like that before? You have? When?
The men from the clouds. They were after my dad.
Scully.
Where?
Why were these men after your dad?
They wanted to exsanguinate him.
Thanks. Mulder.
What?
There's been another one.
Like looking at a mirror image.
The victim, Doug Reardon, was married with one daughter.
Cause of death, hypovolemia.
Mulder, this is uncanny. They also found traces of the poison digitalis.
Puncture wound?
Yes. On the jugular. Time of death was estimated at 2:30 p.m. Same day, only 3 hours earlier than the Simmons murder.
That's Pacific Standard Time. That makes it the exact same moment.
It appears as if we have two serial killers working in tandem.
No, serial killers rarely work in pairs, and when they do, they kill together, not separately.
Mulder, nothing beyond your leading questions to Tina Simmons substantiates a UFO mutilation theory.
Was Reardon's daughter here when he was murdered?
Yes. The police report states that she remembers nothing. She's with her mother and family in Sacramento.
When will they be back?
Tomorrow.
Even money, she'll remember red lightning. Thank you.
She was kidnapped from the social services home around 11 p.m. last night. Looks like someone was afraid she might remember too much.
Someone or something, Scully.
Connecticut state troopers set up roadblocks within a half an hour. Nothing.
Maybe they weren't looking in the right direction.
Well, I told them to contact us in case they find her. Tina?
No.
What's your name?
Cindy Reardon.
You live here, Cindy?
Ever since I was born, 8 years ago.
Ceremonial signing of the bill, which is now known as, and forever forward from this point on, known as the...
Cindy really is a beautiful little girl, Mrs. Reardon.
Doug and I wanted to spoil her. We wanted to protect her from everything horrible in the world. She was Daddy's little girl.
Is she an only child?
May I ask... Was Cindy adopted?
No. I gave birth to her.
At San Rafael General.
So, I assume you have all the proper documentation, birth certificate.
Of course I do.
Was she the only child delivered at that birth?
What the hell kind of question is that? Look, I have told the police everything I know.
Mrs. Reardon, have you ever seen this man before?
Is this your suspect? Did
no.
he do something to Cindy?
No, he...
No, Mrs. Reardon. This is not your daughter. That girl's name is Tina Simmons. She lives 3,000 miles away in Greenwich, Connecticut. That man, her father, was killed in the same manner as your husband.
Cindy is my daughter. I can show you videos of her birth. We tried for 6 years to become pregnant.
In vitro fertilization? At which clinic?
The Luther State Center, down in San Francisco.
Thanks.
Do you still believe this is UFO related? Cindy Reardon didn't see red lightning.
I don't know. The only thing similar about these girls does seem to be their appearance.
Well, there is the random possibility that two people can have an unrelated likeness.
Who both just happen to see their fathers exsanguinated. I'd like to get the odds on that in Vegas.
The girls are the one and only link between identical murders.
One girl was just abducted.
Kidnapped.
Potato, potato.
Where are you going?
If the murders were committed by the same person or persons, and part of the pattern involves kidnapping the daughter...
Then you'd expect the pattern to continue.
I'm going to keep an eye on the girl. You check out the clinic. See if the Simmons were enrolled in the same fertility program.
Okay. I'll call the San Francisco Bureau and get someone to relieve you.
Okay.
In vitro fertilization is a procedure in which we can implement fertilization and implantation of the embryo in the uterus.
Could a patient believe she was receiving her own egg but actually receive another without her knowledge?
Not here. We have very strict controls.
Are you aware of ever having patients by the name of Claudia and Joel Simmons?
Any information about our patients is confidential. It's our policy.
Both the Simmons are dead, and their daughter has been kidnapped. I'd say any information you have that could help would override your policy. You had copies of their records transferred to Greenwich, Connecticut in 1991. They came here 9 years ago under the supervision of a Dr. Sally Kendrick. Is there a problem?
Dr. Kendrick was nothing but a problem.
Hello. And welcome to the Luther State Center for Reproductive Medicine. I'm Dr. Sally Kendrick, a specialist in the exciting field of in vitro fertilization.
She was a resident here in 1985. Brilliant. First in her class at Yale Med, where she got her MD, after completing her doctorate in biogenetics. We were thrilled to get her.
And now you don't sound so thrilled.
We have reason to believe that Dr. Kendrick was tampering with genetic material of fertilized ova in the lab prior to implant. Experimenting with eugenics.
Did you report this to the AMA?
Of course. And I fired her. I also requested an investigation from the U.S. Health Department.
And what happened?
The AMA censured her. My request for an investigation was denied. Dr. Kendrick disappeared.
We know the pain of infertility, and we are ready to help. In the next half hour, I will guide you through our IVF.
Kendrick's was the supervising physician in both the Reardon's and the Simmons IVF program. It seems she was experimenting at the clinic.
And maybe now she's trying to erase the results.
I wish that we could guarantee everyone's success. But with our scientific advances, a little luck, and a lot of hope, miracles can happen.
Well, she must have had an accomplice in order to have done both murders.
So you think this is a vendetta that she and a colleague have against the Stape Center?
Mulder, does this mean you have abandoned your UFO connection? Hello? Hello? Just a couple clicks. Must be the wrong number.
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna sleep on it, and we'll talk about it in the morning.
Mulder, you're rushing me out of the room.
No, I'm not.
Do you have a girl coming over?
What's a girl? I got a movie I want to watch on TV. Sleep tight. I'll see you in the morning.
Certain she hasn't followed you?
Yes. What are you doing here?
Well, thought we might take in a Warriors game. Actually, I was just in the neighborhood and wondered if I had ever told you about the Litchfield experiments.
No, you haven't.
Well, it was a most interesting project. Highest level of classification. All records have since been destroyed. And those who knew of it will deny knowledge of its existence. In the early 50s, during the height of the Cold War, we got wind that the Russians were fooling around with eugenics, rather primitively, I might add. Trying to crossbreed their top scientists, athletes, nearly it, to come up with a superior soldier. And naturally, we jumped on the bandwagon.
The Litchfield experiment.
A group of genetically controlled children were raised and monitored on a compound in Litchfield. The boys were called Adam, and the girls were called Eve. There's a woman you should see, and I'll make sure that you can get in.
Agents Mulder and Scully here to see Eve 6.
Deposit your firearms. Sign for these.
What are those?
Panic buttons. Can't let you inside without one.
Thank you.
Come with a flashlight.
She screams and screams if we turn the overheads on. No one's ever got a real good look at her. We'll be right outside.
Hello?
So I guess you found what you're looking for. One of us, at least.
Sally Kendrick.
Unlock the chains. Then we'll talk.
They're probably there for a good reason.
No. Bad reason. I paid too much attention to a guard. Bit into his eyeball. I meant it as a sign of affection. Are you here to give me an IQ test by any chance? I think I can top 265. We're very bright, we Eves. It runs in the family.
Where are the others? The Adams and the Eves?
We're prone to suicide. All that's left is me. And Eve 7, she escaped early on. And Eve 8, she escaped 10 years later.
Are you Sally Kendrick?
That's not my name. But she's me and I am her and we are all together.
Did you work for the Luther Stape Center for Reproductive Medicine in 1985?
In 1985? I'd been tied up like this for 2 years, and for what reason? No reason. I did nothing. I'm just me. They made me. But did they suffer? No, no. I suffer. I suffer. They keep me alive for the Litchfield Project. They come in, they test me, they poke me to see what went wrong. Sally knows what went wrong. You and you. You have 46 chromosomes. The Adams made the Eves. We have 56. We have extra chromosomes, number 4, 5, 12, 16, and 22. This replication of chromosomes also produces additional genes. Heightened strength. Heightened intelligence.
Heightened psychosis.
Save the best for last. You don't believe me. I have proof. Look on my wall. My family album.
My God. It's the girls.
We were close. We were very close.
Sally Kendrick was using the clinic to carry on the Litchfield experiment. She was cloning herself.
Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. God bless Grandma and Grandpa Stenner, Irma and Irma Pop, and God bless Mom, and please take care of Daddy up in heaven.
You're such a special little girl, Cindy.
Eve 6 is right, and there are two other Eves out there. That could account for the two identical murders occurring at exactly the same time. Sally Kendrick does have an accomplice. Herself.
Until I heard that, I was beginning to suspect the girls.
No. It seems the two remaining Eves are doing away with the parents in order to keep Tina and Cindy in the family.
You suppose the girls have any idea of what they are?
I hope not.
Mulder, let's go.
I'll take the back.
There's someone upstairs. Wait outside.
Which one are you? Eve 7 or Eve 8?
Drop it. You know I'm capable. Slow. Very slow.
Sally Kendrick, early 40s, 5'8", 135 pounds. Now, she may have an accomplice similar in appearance. Kendrick is driving a light blue 93 Corolla. She has exceptional strength for her size, so you must consider her armed and dangerous. Quite possibly, she'll display severe psychotic behavior. Now, the Oakland Bureau is here to orchestrate the search across the bridge.
What if she kills her? First Doug, now Cindy.
Mrs. Reardon, the fact that Kendrick and her accomplice murdered the fathers and abducted the girls tells us that they want them alive. I'm sure Cindy is alive, and we'll find her.
And then what do we do?
Sorry you have to meet this way. But it's the best for all concerned. Tina Simmons, meet Cindy Reardon.
Yeah, the print man is upstairs.
Agent Scully.
Mulder.
They found the light blue Corolla in the parking lot of San Francisco International.
Oh, good.
Okay, I want you to start a check on every single passenger list for every flight that left the terminal within the past 12 hours. I want you to check every single terminal and make sure she's not hiding out for a later flight. And remember, she may have an accomplice.
That was a motel manager in Port Reyes. Says he's got a guest that matches Sally Kendrick's description.
We just found the car at the airport.
She might have ditched it. The manager says this woman checked in with a little girl, that she leaves the hotel in the afternoon by herself, has gone all night, and then returns with the little girl.
Someone else could have picked up the girl without the manager knowing about it. I mean, the area is a place full of vacationing families. There could be hundreds of little kids running around.
Now, he remembers this kid. She told him he should use chlorine to eradicate the dinoflagellates in the swimming pools. Does that sound like someone you know?
That's it.
I've always kept a close eye on your behavior, no matter where I was. The last few years, I spent in search of the remaining Eve. That, however, was cut short by your activity. I'd hoped my work at the Stape Center had corrected the Litchfield flaws. Psychotic behavior didn't develop in the Adams and Eves until age 16. Homicidal behavior at 20. Imagine my disappointment when I learned of your accelerated development. How did you learn of each other's existence?
We just knew.
Did you discuss how you would orchestrate your little prank?
We just knew.
Why murder your fathers?
They weren't our fathers. We have no parents. We weren't born. We were created.
You cannot think that way. You're human beings. Different. Special. But you cannot give in to genetic destiny. That's why I've taken you. I was raised by a man who knew what I was. He was a genetic engineer on the project. With a proper environment and a program of long-term medication, you can become like me and not the other Eves.
Your soda, 4 ounces of foxglove, extracted from a digitalis plant. This much is a lethal dose. We cultivated them ourselves. You tell us. You made us. For your mistake.
I'm correct. That mistake.
Well, I waited like you told me. No one's come in or out that I could tell.
Get the bag.
Supposed to drink, but we only pretended to drink it. They tried to poison us.
Who's they?
She and another lady.
What did the other lady look like? Eve 8. They were working together.
Looks like the Eves mixed about 4 ounces of digitalis in each glass.
Their own mini Jonestown. Eve 6 said they were prone to suicide.
It has a sweet flavor. It's probably not even perceptible in soda.
Yeah. Well, we're still searching the area, but so far, there's no sign of the other suspect. We'll have an officer take the girls back.
No, maybe it'd be best if we take responsibility for the girls.
We could get them checked out by a doctor.
Okay, whatever.
No, girls, we're going to take it back.
Back where? What's going to happen to Tina?
We'll talk about it in the car, okay?
They've already grown so attached. It's going to be hard when Tina's placed in foster care.
Yeah.
Agent Mulder, I have to go to the bathroom. Me too.
Can you hold it?
I really need to go.
I could use some caffeine.
Hi. Where's your bathroom?
In the back. You'll need a key.
Thanks. Oh, can I get 4 diet sodas?
Regular.
All right, 2 diet and 2 regular to go, please. Thanks.
Scully, my door's stuck.
Just a second. Just a minute.
It's okay. My dad will pay for him when he gets out of the bathroom.
Diet?
I think these are.
Are you sure? It's really sweet. Try it.
I know it's diet. I saw her pour it.
Okay.
Let's go.
Come on.
Don't forget the drinks.
How much?
$5.
Okay.
Sure.
There you go. You got those? Thanks.
Tastes syrupy.
Cindy, you didn't pick up my keys off the counter, did you?
No.
All right, I'll be right back. Door for you.
Walter?
Sam, they poisoned it. Let's just get them in the car. I only had a sip.
We didn't drink enough to make us sick.
doing?
Back off!
I'm a federal agent.
Yeah, these are America's most wanted. Hands in front.
Leave me alone.
Now let the girls go.
Get in the truck, girls. Get in. I'm going to call the police.
We are the police. Mulder!
Went that way.
Yep. You see the twins we were with?
No, I... There's a bunch of school kids just left on that bus.
Sodas?
We didn't do anything wrong. We're just little girls.
It's the last thing you are.
They said they have an excellent program that can help her.
They can't hide behind a bureaucracy, Mrs. Reardon. You have every right to know what happened. You have a right to know about your daughter.
All I need to know is she was not my daughter. She never was.
Hello, girls. So nice to have company.
It's time for this.
How did you know I'd come for you?
We just knew. We just knew.
This.